Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode number 57, entitled Reproach and Contempt. Take reproach and contempt away from me, for I observe your testimonies. Psalm 119, verse 22. Waking up to spend time with the Lord is purifying my soul. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter, and its intricacy speaks volumes of the God we serve. Poetic blessings from and for those who truly seek an intimate relationship with Him with a zealous heart. This scripture stood out for me because the enemy uses these two characteristics to keep us confused, full of pride, and conflicting self-hate. Let me stress that words are important, so you should know their meanings. Observe the meaning of each word. According to Merriam-Webster, one of the definitions of reproach is a cause or occasion of blame, discredit, or disgrace. Additionally, the King James Version Dictionary describes the definition of contempt as follows: the act of despising, the act of viewing or considering and treating as mean, vile, and worthless. To disdain, hatred of what is mean or deemed vile. Additionally, it is described as one of the strongest expressions of a mean opinion. In other words, someone's view or judgment of someone or something else. These are feelings that we have of ourselves, and therefore, they become relatively easy to project onto others. Accordingly, it is particularly harsh when we feel that this is what our Creator thinks of us. That is why this reader pleads with God to take this two-edged sword from Him that kills from within and without. These attributes are directly contraindicated to our spiritual walk. Hence the ability to build healthy relationships with Him and others. When we trust the Lord to keep us, we must ask Him to remove this from us, because there is no condemnation for those who love Christ Jesus. This is a guilty, evil, unforgiving spirit or spirits from the enemy, which is why God admonishes us to think about whatsoever is true, pure, and of good report. Titus 1:15 states, "To the pure, all things are pure, but to those who are corrupted and do not believe, nothing is pure. In fact, both their minds and consciences are corrupted." So I adjure you that His words are meant to refine and to decontaminate you from the filth of the world. But you must believe that the Spirit can do so. Likewise, anything else is futile. Meditate on His word with these pearls of wisdom. This truth will open your spiritual eye to His verifiable intent, empowering you with His grace, love, and mercy. Purify yourselves in His Spirit. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining us again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.